Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
So this is the full year results for litigation capital management for the financial year 2021. I'm Patrick Maloney, the CEO. So the highlights for FY21 was an increase in our adjusted profit before tax of 47%. And that was achieved in a year which was marked by considerable disruption. The applications that LCM as a company received over that period were again up 10% despite the disruption that we experienced. Assets under management overall grew to $336 million by the end of the financial period. Year-on-year increase in capital being put to work was significant, 69% over that period when compared to the prior period. Our first asset management fund is now committed to 77%, and we have an imminent close with respect to Fund 2, in which we're targeting a further $300 million US dollars. We've also maintained consistency in terms of our investment performance. We've actually increased our return on invested capital to 153%, and we've maintained our internal rate of return of 78%. We've added flexibility to our capital structure, which is enabling us to facilitate growth of our direct investments and also our funds management business. In respect to financial performance, the first thing to observe is that we had a marginal increase in our gross revenue for the period compared to the prior period, yet gross profits were up 20%. And again, adjusted gross profits with respect to the period were up 42%. Now, that differential, when we think about the relationship between adjusted profit before tax and gross revenue, is really an increase in the performance of the investments which matured during the relevant period. Statutory profit before tax was up 41%, and cash holdings at the end of the financial period were up 42%. Investments at cost at the end of the financial period were up 71%, and total capital invested up 17%. So we were really, really pleased with the financial performance of the company over the last financial period. So LCM's portfolio of direct investments has been growing strongly. What we're seeing in that portfolio is a shift from LCM committing to 100% of the capital commitment in respect of its portfolio of disputes to a portfolio which has greater diversity, which is co-funded together with our asset management business. What we are seeing is diversity across industry sector. We're seeing diversity across jurisdiction, and we have a policy which is not affected by concentration risk. Currently, its direct investments comprise $105 million. $76 million of those investments relate to co-investments with LCM's asset management business, and $104 million has actually been deployed or invested, leaving $77 million to be invested into the future. In terms of LCM's asset management business and our Global Alternative Returns Fund, we have now committed that fund to 77%. We're pleased with that achievement, given the general disruption to markets across the geographies in which we operate. Achieving a 77% commitment in respect of Fund 1 permits us to commence marketing of Fund 2. We are well advanced with respect to that process and expect to achieve a first close of a $300 million US targeted fund in the near future. In terms of the composition of Fund 1, we're seeing the same diversity which we strive to achieve in respect of all portfolios that we build. We're seeing diversity across industry sector, across jurisdiction, and we are ensuring that we don't have any particular investment creating concentration risk. The 77% commitment is represented by $165 million. Of that, $76 million has been deployed or invested to date, leaving capacity of $49 million. We expect Fund 1 to be fully committed by around the end of the calendar year, which will permit us to move into allocating capital from our second fund. We continue to be asked at LCM how investors should measure LCM's growth. And we would encourage investors to look at really three elements of LCM's business to measure its growth. The first one is the number of its applications. Now, LCM's applications were 572 in number, representing an increase of 10%. Now, that was achieved during a very disrupted year when many of the markets in which we operate were closed. The second part of LCM's business that we would encourage investors to look at is investments. So that is capital committed during the financial period and capital invested. LCM committed $109 million during the relevant period, which was slightly down on the prior year. And that was a direct reflection of the effects of COVID and disruption in the legal systems in which we operate. Capital invested, by contrast, was up. The third element of LCM's business that I'd encourage investors to look at is our total assets under management. And that is the total of all of the commitments that we have made with respect to investments entered into to date. That grew from $250 million at the conclusion of financial year 2020 to $336 million at the end of financial year 21. And that was over a period of time where we suffered from disruption and was very atypical to LCM's normal business operating conditions. In terms of how LCM has performed and what impacts we have had given the general economic conditions and the pandemic, LCM is fortunate to operate an investment strategy which is uncorrelated generally to the markets. So where other investment strategies might suffer in turbulent markets, LCM's investments and the expected returns derived from those investments are utterly uncorrelated to the current economic conditions in the instability in global markets. LCM also benefits from operating in an industry which has countercyclical characteristics. And what I mean by that is when you have instability in global markets and you have a downturn in the economic conditions, that tends to lead to more disputes in the area of insolvency and restructuring and bankruptcy, which LCM has particular expertise in, and long and deep relationships and referral lines. So the economic conditions as they currently present as an opportunity for LCM moving into the future. We're in an industry also that has currently very low market penetration in all of the geographies and jurisdictions in which we operate. We're also seeing an increased demand and understanding of litigation finance as a product and an increase in the percentage of the use of litigation finance as a tool. We're seeing growth in our industry generally across all markets in which we operate. We're also seeing, consequent upon the instability of global markets, a shift in the way that lawyers and corporates are thinking about using an external source of capital to fund their disputes. So market conditions generally, whilst not conducive to all market sectors, are very conducive to litigation finance. In terms of LCM's outlook, we are managing a mature portfolio of high-yielding assets, and we have an expectation that a proportion of those assets will reach maturity in the coming financial period. We have a growing asset management business, which we expect to have $450 million US under management in the near future with the close of Fund 2. We have a balance sheet that's growing through investment realizations, which allows us to increase not only our portfolio of direct investments, but also our asset management business. We have increased capital available to facilitate continued growth, not only from our balance sheet, but also from a capital facility that we secured during the financial period, which adds flexibility to our capital structure. Management will be centralised in London in the near future. This is something that has been delayed as a consequence of COVID. I'll be relocating to London to spearhead growth through the London office, which will bring with it considerable efficiencies given the time zones in which we operate. And finally, we have market conditions which are driving demand for LCM's capital. So our outlook looking forward is incredibly bright. We're moving into a period where the market conditions will be incredibly conducive to an increase in investments, and in particular, investments which LCM has considerable expertise in evaluating and managing through to a profitable outcome.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.